Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Ojeda. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Ojeda. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Cox. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Danny Cox. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Peña and he is out, Smith applying the tag. One out. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ojeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith bunts towards first. Magadan fields the ball and throws to Ojeda covering. Safe. Terry Leach now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGee strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sasser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leach strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. McGee reaches second base with a double. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Horner moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Horner scores. Pendleton moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pendleton moves to third. Two outs. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Sasser reaches second base with a double. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pendleton. Sasser moves to third. Elster moves to second. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Terry Leach. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Sasser scores. Elster scores. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Mukey Wilson now playing center field. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Innes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to third. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Smith steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alicia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sasser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Coleman scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Pendleton steals second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Brunansky steals second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Jeff Innes. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Walter now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alicia strikes out. One out. Danny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Todd Worrell now pitching. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.